covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Microsoft Teams users are under active attack in a fake updates malware campaign. Attackers are using ads for fake Microsoft Teams updates to deploy backdoors, which use Cobalt Strike to infect companies' networks with malware. Microsoft is warning the customers about the so-called fake updates campaigns in a non-public security advisory revealed by Bleeping Computer. The campaign is targeting various types of companies, with recent targets in the K-12 education sector, where organizations are currently dependent on using apps like Teams for video conferencing due to COVID-19 restrictions. Cobalt Strike is a commodity attack simulation tool that's used by attackers to spread malware, particularly ransomware. Recently, threat actors were seen using Cobalt Strike in attacks exploiting Zero Logon, a privilege elevation flaw that allows attackers to access a domain controller and completely compromise all Active Directory identity services. In the advisory, Microsoft said it's seen attackers in the latest fake updates campaign using search engine ads to push top results for Teams software to a domain controlled by the attackers and used for nefarious activity. If victims click on the link, it downloads a payload that executes a PowerShell script which loads malicious content. Cobalt Strike beacons are among the payloads also being distributed by the campaign, which give threat actors the capability to move laterally across a network beyond the initial system of infection. The link also installs a valid copy of Microsoft Teams on the system to appear legitimate and avoid alerting victims to the attack. Malware being distributed by the campaign include Predator the Thief, InfoStealer, which pilfers sensitive data such as credentials, browser, and payment data. Microsoft also has seen a backdoor and Zloader stealer being distributed by the latest campaigns. Microsoft is recommending that people use web browsers that can filter and block malicious websites and ensure that local admin passwords are strong and can't easily be guessed. Admin privileges also should be limited to essential users and avoid domain-wide service accounts that have the same permissions as an administrator, according to the report. They advise organizations to limit their attack surface to keep attackers at bay by blocking executable files that do not meet specific criteria or blocking JavaScript and VBScript code from downloading executable content.
Well, Microsoft Teams, it takes a team to be hacked. Yeah,
you can get independently hacked very easily.
Yeah, well, no, it's a scary thing, really, because with it being seen so much, not just organizations, but if you're an educator, if you're a teacher, student, etc.,
you're talking about teachers and stuff. I'm thinking about how these folks have been thrown into having to use Microsoft Teams.
With no experience. This is something totally new. And then all of a sudden you get a little window that says, hey, you need to update. It's okay. This is safe.
And you think, oh, well, this is what I'm using for my classroom, so I better get that update.
It's like,
children, make sure you install this update.
Well, we're just talking before the show, it really is a form of social engineering.
Right? Absolutely.
Because it's so easy to fall into the trap.
This is where phishing scams have, like, we think, oh, well, I would never fall for a phishing scam because, you know, I don't use that service or this service or whatever. But if I throw enough phishing scams out there that pretend to be the Royal Bank of Canada, I will inevitably land in the inbox of some people who bank at the Royal Bank of Canada. So if I buy ads that are pretending to be updates for Microsoft Teams, even though I personally, Robbie Ferguson, don't use Teams.
Somebody out there.
You might. Yep. Somebody else might. And social engineering, they trick those folks into installing this malware. And we're talking ransomware. Mm-hmm. So ransomware is the one that encrypts your files and goes out on the network that you're connected to and encrypts all the files that it can gain access to. And as we know from Zero Logon, that is every file on the entire network. If you're like a school network, you think, oh, well, we're locked down, it's safe. No. Zero Logon allows them to have administrator credentials just like your IT admin. So, like, these are serious exploits. Mm-hmm. And social engineering, they're using that to get into these systems that could be a backdoor into the network.
Well, exactly. Like, I'm also scared for small businesses, right?
Yeah.
So, again, everyone's working from home now. So yep. again, if you have employees who aren't as tech literate or...
But Henry, who would target me? I'm just a work from home, you know, person who, you know, nobody would ever target me.
See, yeah, false sense of security, right?
Yeah, so, we become complacent, absolutely. Yeah. But the fact is that these are non-targeted attacks. Mm-hmm. These tools are built to find susceptible systems and attack them.
Yeah, just a wide net. That's all it takes. Mm-hmm. Like you said, one email, spam it out.
Yeah, so maybe a pie hole, which is an ad-blocking DNS server, suddenly becomes not just something to block your advertising, but also something to, like, your ad blocker becomes something that's going to prevent malware.
Yeah.
They bought ads on Google.
I mean, like...
Come on. I've seen it happen on Facebook. I've been on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
And a Javis, I think it was a Flash virus at the time, tried to install through an ad.
Well... They have like a $100 free like ad credit thing if you sign up for Google Ads now, so they got a real good deal. No, just kidding. That's not sponsored.
So be really careful what you click on, folks. Be very, very careful and almost to the point of skeptical. All right?
It really does show how the world is developing away from ads, though. Like, I know this is going to be kind of a little bit off topic now, but it just... Ads being so intrusive, hence why you have other platforms like Patreon and stuff that you can support channels and things like that, right? Because whenever I'm on YouTube, I'm like, I have an ad blocker.
I rely on ad revenue in order to survive as a broadcaster on YouTube.
Exactly, but it's just like, it's a balance now, right? Because it's like, is this ad going to try to sell me or try to infect my
Try to trick you into getting an infection of ransomware.
Yeah, so it's just like, I want to support small businesses and channels and stuff, but how do I balance that with safety now? Yeah. It's such a hard thing to talk
about. It's a very good question. I don't know that there's an answer immediately sitting there ready to be given. Mm-hmm. So it's really just down to be very cautious, be skeptical when you're clicking on stuff online, and know that even in somewhere like Google, maybe the ads contain malware. So watch out and be careful.
Big thanks to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category 5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And if you appreciate what we do, become a patron at patreon.com/Category 5. From the Category 5.tv newsroom, I'm Becca Ferguson.